שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about going back to routine. Dr. Lightman, on my way here to the studio and as I was preparing myself for this meeting, I felt that I had mixed feelings. On the one hand, there's a serious relief, like there was this big stone that was sitting on my heart and it was moved a bit. I can start breathing and, you know, the feeling that you're all the time on the verge of an anxiety attack is kind of leaving the more we go back to routine. On the other hand, when you think about these things deeply, the rat race that we lived in up until now that we took a break from against our own will, turns out, but before the coronavirus, life wasn't exactly heaven. So on the one hand, you know, we're happy because there's a relief and we're going back to routine. On the other hand, life back then wasn't that great. So how do you see this? That on the one hand, we're happy about it, but on the other hand, you know, I personally or in general? Because for me, it's hard to speak on a personal level. I'm old. I'm retired. No, I don't mean retired people. I mean people in my situation, in the midst of life, help me understand the situation that I'm in a bit, where there's this combination between happiness and joy and relief on the one hand. On the other hand, life before the virus wasn't that great. So why are we so happy to go back to it? It's kind of complex. I think that people don't understand where they are. The thing is that there is a real lack of understanding that we are incorrectly developing in an egoistic society that is advancing or developing from blow to blow, from crisis to crisis. And this way, eventually, we can't achieve anything. We're just running away a bit from life every time, from the blows, from different quarries that we have from morning till evening. All in all, no one enjoys this life. And a person's born against his own will, lives against his own will, and dies against his own will. So, therefore, I don't think that it's good for anything. But you see that everyone lives their life this way, so accept life that that's how it is. I have no choice. I simply have to see how to more correctly fit into this great big market of human beings. I don't think that it's the right approach, that this is the right way to live life. But this is what we were used to. Now came the coronavirus, and for the first time in human history, we started feeling that we're a part of one humanity, because this is a blow that came to everyone. That as if there is one human body, the head, suppose, in the United States, and the bodies in England, and the hands are in Russia and South America, and the feet are in Australia, and suddenly this body all at once gets a blow, and another one, and another. And it's not that just one part gets the blow and then another and so on, but really it goes over everyone. Only like in our body, each of the organs feels pain, the pain, differently, feels the blow differently. And this is what happened. So the coronavirus, it gave us a feeling of connection, that we're all interconnected between us and with this single mechanism, and this is really tremendous, that suddenly the whole world was shook up. not because the oil prices dropped and not because of something, because a volcano exploded or some tsunami or some something. It's not that some part of the system experienced, but all of the systems stopped working. Not because of them, but because of the human factor. The human factor, meaning that man stopped working, functioning. And this is something that never happened before, to this extent, that it's worldwide, and that it's because of man, that man is the one who's ill, that it is man that can't function. And this is testimony to the fact that we have to think about human society as a single system, that we're all interconnected and interdependent, and we really have to mutually care about each other. And there's no more place or room for competition here. Otherwise, there will come more and more such viruses. Therefore, the way it came out, I'd say that it's a real savior to mankind. It's not a virus, but it is the revelation to the entire world that our society, that the human society is one integral society that is interconnected on all sides and all ways, and it can't be that someone feels good and on the other side someone feels bad, but it's either everyone feels good or everyone feels bad. And this is thanks to this blow. And therefore, in the eruption of the coronavirus, COVID-19, I don't see anything bad about it, but to the contrary, it's a cure. It cures humanity somewhat, somewhat, to start perceiving things correctly. You said that it healed humanity a bit. We're starting to go back to routine. Businesses are going back to business, more services, organizations are going back to work. Oh, we keep our distance and not get infected and so on, but gradually we're going back to routine. There's a feeling that it's not yet that clear, but there is the beginning of a feeling that as if we went through something, like this cloud came down upon us called Corona, locked us in, and suddenly, you know, like clouds in the sky, it dissipates as if it was never here. How do you see this? I see the complete opposite. I see that what happened, that how things were, it'll never return to how things were. It's not that we're going back to how things were, but actually now we will scrutinize and examine how things were, and we will find out that we can't go back to what we had. You can't go twice into the same river, the saying goes. And we can't go back to the same competitive life where we develop different things. No. To the contrary, we are working within the systems of nature, only we're not that aware of it and we don't really feel it. But the systems of nature today are different than how they were before the coronavirus. They will not allow us to use our evil ego to our detriment the way we did before. What kind of systems exactly are you talking about? That we're all interconnected, interdependent, You see how this virus that went over us, how it suddenly gave everyone a blow. All in all, we're all connected. Our biological bodies are connected to one system that is working above our bodies, tying all of us together, and something that happens in one place suddenly happens in another place and in another, in villages that completely have no connection to civilization. Suddenly, there, the virus appears. Where did it come from? It didn't pass from person to person, meaning there is a system here that's working, and when it reaches a certain state, then it emits this problem called the coronavirus. The system of nature, you mean? Yes, the system of nature. And therefore, it won't help us that we want to go back to the previous state. You can't. Never in history was it possible to go back to our previous state. Also in our relationships, we understand in the relations between us that we can't go back, only forward. What change do you see in the relations or relationships between people? When we were confined to our homes during the quarantine, we saw plenty of things that you don't usually see. Plenty of solidarity, people helping each other, mutual responsibility. We saw young people helping older people. We saw people helping people that are alone because they can't go out, because they're... We saw plenty of good things. Now that we're going back to routine, maybe all of these good and positive emotions and actions that we saw between people might be erased again. And we'll all go back to living in our small shell. And that's it. How do you see the future relationships between people? I see that if people will listen to what nature wants to tell them, then what follows is that they will understand that we're all interconnected, that everyone's interconnected, that everyone's interdependent, that everyone determines each other's future. Because it all stems from that the entire universe, not only our planet, but the entire universe, is one integral system. And if we live in this great still of the whole of reality, and then on our planet, that's also still develops the vegetative, the animate, and the speaking level, then we have to see this as an integral system in which we're all interdependent, that we all determine these states, and therefore everything that we did before. We were in a very extended historic period, the history of our ego that has developed us up to the state called the recognition of evil. And we have actually reached our recognition of evil. Everyone's discontent with life. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, if you're smart or not, if you're strong or ill or young or old, no one is content with this life that you're born into against your will. You live through against your own will and die against your own will. We have to actually examine and seriously re-examine our entire life. And the coronavirus really helped us in this regard because it showed us that we're interconnected, that all in all, we're living on this planet as a group, as one group of created beings called human beings. And that it's good for us to think about the fact that we're all interconnected, interdependent. And if so, what should we do? We should build such a society in which We will not be in competition with each other, because surely no one gains anything as a result, and all of our forces go to waste. We waste them on being in competition, hoping to kill each other, and really, how foolish can people be to think this way, to want to kill someone else, and in that, a person sees his good future, his good fortune. Enough already. We have to come to a different state already. It's true that we have an ego, and this ego does not give us the ability to connect in a nice and easy way and develop correctly. But still, we as human beings can deal with our evil nature, with our bad nature, and above it, above this level, to build a different level, a good level. And then we will see that there is no going back to how things were. Going back for what? Did it make us any happier? Were we happy about the children that we give birth to? What world are we bringing them into? A world of competition, a world of danger, a world of lies, of hate. And therefore, ahead of us, there is an opportunity now that we think, we have to think, what kind of a reality do we want to come to? Not go back to, but to come to. So here, we have to feel this new reality that has to be. Maybe we can depict to ourselves, dream, imagine, envision, what kind of reality should we have? And let's see that we're capable of doing it. Whereas, to go back to how things were, we simply can't. We don't have the forces to do it, the money, nothing. We can't go back to how life was, but we'll only spend our efforts and forces on it, and we'll go into such frictions, and we'll reach a third world war, in short. Look, you said, let's envision this, let's imagine the reality that we want to live in, and let's start advancing toward it. But even though that we would really like for this to come true, we have no picture of such a world. The world that we're familiar with is the world that we disconnected from a few months ago, and now we're gradually going back to it. All of these processes of developing a new awareness, understanding, and especially new relationships between people, you see them happening as inner changes inside a person that gradually will now see appearing on the surface, because up until now, everything was closed, and now we're starting to open everything. You don't really see these deep, profound changes like you're describing. So where is this change taking place? Inside a person, gradually it'll surface? In practice, we will see that we can't go back. Can't go back how? Now they're reopening. You can't. Because everyone comes up and says, I lost this and that, and I lost this, and he lost that, and give me money. And you can't give everyone what they want, what they need. You know the kinds of debts that countries are in already. They have to sell themselves off to China, and also China doesn't have enough money to cover for the debts of the US and Europe and everyone. Look, I'm sure that economists will invent some kind of magic something. We had the debt before too. to erase debts. Erase debts like in the 50th year, like it is in Jewish tradition. I don't know what tactics will they use, and also it doesn't really bother me. What bothers me is the change itself. You're talking about big hope. You have envisioned some great hope and a beautiful horizon that we'd wish to be on. Only the feeling is that the world that previously we froze, we're now simply releasing the pause, and what was closed is starting to reopen. So I don't see this big shift, this big development toward a new horizon, but you are talking about something great that's on the horizon, a new life. What gives you this optimism? Lack of choice? We have no other choice. Since we are in an integral nature, we have no other choice but to relate this way to ourselves and to also arrange ourselves this way. On the levels of the still vegetative and the animate, you have an integral system that everyone is in different states, but all in all is in a single, round, closed nature. Whereas people, they breach these boundaries, the limits of nature. They come out of the animate level into the speaking level, and there they're really having a ball with their ego, destroying everything, advancing from war to war, fight to fight, in every moment. Do you think that this is going to change? This is exactly what I'm asking about. Advancing from fight to fight, from moment to moment. Do you see changes here? I think that here we are in a very important point, decisive point. Either we stop developing egoistically according to the education, according to an education and a system of laws that we accept. And it goes together. The system of laws and education, they go together because we have to all the time discuss. We can use this, we can't use that, in one way or another. To what measure can we limit ourselves and how much freedom can we give ourselves for all ages, states, and so on. And when we discuss these things all the time, we advance, we're developing. The only thing is that we want to have these discussions above our own ego. What do you mean by discussions above our self-interest, ego? Meaning that we come out of the assumption that human society, it has to be round, it has to be an integral part of the integral nature, and that therefore we have to change. Precisely because of our ego that does not allow us to do this, that is resisting this all the time, we have to teach ourselves and to take another step toward connection. You talked a lot about nature. I want to ask, now that we're going back to routine, do you think that something's going to change in our attitude toward nature? Yes. We have to... You mean our own nature or the environment? The nature around us. Of course. What do you think will change? We used nature only to our own benefit, the benefit of our own ego. It's not to our benefit. Look what we did. Look at the world, how littered and broken it is. Everyone knows. So this is how we have to continue living our life. We have no other planet. We have to live our life here on Earth. And look, for 2 months, we kind of stopped our activity around the world and see what happened. See what things turned into. The world, the air, the ozone layer, the sun, everything. Look, domestic animals, birds. I'm hearing birds, you know? You hear birds? Lately I hear birds. Really, they're happy. And I'm living in an industrial area. And suddenly the industry kind of fell asleep, and birds and whatnot. You have animals, wild animals, walking around the streets. Look how quickly we can go back to nature. And all this probably is going to come to an end because we're going back to routine. We will not be able to. The wheels are moving forward. No, no, no. Only seems to that way. Were it in the hands of man, then surely we would have been confused by our managers, our governments, and they would have forced us to go back to being slaves of this entire system. But it won't happen. It won't happen because in this entire process of nature, the process of nature has an engine of its own. There's an engine to this entire process, and according to this engine, we have to advance, and there's no going back. We can try to go back to how things were, but look how much suffering, money, problems, disasters, tension, if not a world war, will we have to pay by in order to go back to our routine. But there is no going back. You can't dip twice in the same river. Unfortunately, our time's up. Last question. When you're saying that there's no going back and you can't dip twice in the same river, what river would you like for us to go into now to advance toward what? Man, every person, and all of us together, this integral image of man has to be before our eyes, has the goal that we will do good for every time. Very profound. Let's think about this during the day. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Till next time, all the best.